You're listening to Arden IB Connect Radio, and now we're joined by our blind chef, Ian Gentle. What's the recipe this week, Ian?
Hello, Robert. This recipe is a favourite of mine. It's lemon chicken with tarragon.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Now, this is one of my favourite dishes. I cooked it last night. It also gives me the chance to talk to our listeners about how to use a knife or cleaver with a curved blade for chopping herbs. Anyway, let's set straight off. The ingredients, and this is for two people, we have three small or two large boneless, skinless chicken breasts. That's 300 to 350 grams. The juice of 1.5 lemons, salt, a tablespoonful of chopped tarragon leaves, 1 pint, or about 600 ml, of chicken stock, and 1 level tablespoon of corn flour. And for equipment, we want a lemon squeezer. I use a traditional glass one. A bowl for marinating, a sieve or strainer, a 4 pint saucepan, a chopping board, a medium sharp knife, a sharp knife with a curved blade, or a cleaver with a curved blade, a blunt table knife, a wooden spoon, a mug and a teaspoon for the corn flour. And the method we're going to use is this. First, we cut the lemons in half. Put the sieve on top of the bowl. Squeeze the juice out of three of the lemon halves with the lemon squeezer, each time emptying the squeezer through the strainer into the bowl. And this makes sure you don't get lemon pips in your sauce. Then we remove the sieve or strainer and put it aside. Place the first chicken breast on the chopping board in front of you with the narrow end to the right and the broad end to the left. Cut the narrow end off about 1.5 inches in, and then cut the remaining breast in half lengthways. Then cut each half into three pieces, and you now have 7 bite-sized pieces of chicken, and do the same with the other breasts. Sprinkle a little salt over the chicken pieces. Then place them in the bowl with the lemon juice and stir with a wooden spoon. Cover and leave to marinate for 1 hour. Then remove the leaves from 3 or 4 of the tarragon stalks and discard the stalks. Wash the leaves using the sieve, then put them in the middle of the chopping board. Gather them together with your fingers in the center of the board. Then take the large knife with the curved blade, or like I use a cleaver with a curved blade, and take it in your right hand, and with your left hand you get hold of the far end, the upper tip of the blade. So you've got the handle in your right hand, the tip of the blade in your left hand. Then you place that next to the tarragon leaves, and you start to rock the knife or cleaver backwards and forwards in a rocking motion, and you move it over and back across the pile of leaves 2 or 3 times, and this does a nice job of chopping them finely. Then scrape any bits that are stuck to your sharp knife or cleaver, scrape those bits off using the blunt knife. Pour the chicken stock into the saucepan. Put a level tablespoon of corn flour into the mug. Take a ladle full of stock from the saucepan and pour into the mug. Vigorously stir with a teaspoon to dissolve the corn flour. Then empty the mixture in the mug back into the saucepan, then place over a medium heat. Now stir the stock slowly with the wooden spoon until you hear the stock begin to simmer. Reduce the heat a little and continue to stir. Hold the wooden spoon very lightly in your fingers so that as you stir, you get a chance to feel the resistance increase in the fluid as it slowly thickens. This takes a few minutes, so be patient, but don't allow the stock to boil. Then when it's got thick, add the chopped tarragon leaves and stir. Remove the chicken pieces from the lemon juice and drop them into the saucepan. Bring the saucepan back to a low simmer and cook at a simmer for 12 minutes. That's it. Then we serve with mashed potatoes and steamed baby greens. And there you have lemon chicken with tarragon.
Ian, that sounds absolutely delicious. You know, I absolutely love your recipes because they're very easy to follow, I find.
Well, this was actually a simplified down from a much more complicated recipe.
I imagine. I should definitely give that recipe a try.
Honestly, it's absolutely delicious. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, well, thanks, Ian.
Talk to you next week, mate. All right. Bye now.